23 days and counting. Christmas. Well, got to take it serious now. We have only one more paycheck between now and the big day. 3 weekends to shop. And then on top of that, you got to, you know, make sure you have the house ready for all the company you might be having. Kids' Christmas concerts coming up. What about Christmas baking? Christmas baking, I remember growing up, that was my favorite part of Christmas with my my grandparents, going over in advance of Christmas Day a few times because they'd have us over to help make cookies. And my grandma made the best butter tarts, too. That's one of my favorites. Just had our staff Christmas party on Friday night at the Wascana Golf and Country Club. Great food, and thankfully they had butter tarts with pecans, with raisins, just the way they should be made, by the way. But whoever invented the butter tart should have their own Heritage Minute, I think, on a Christmas loop at this time of the year. I did a little digging here with my friend Craig Baird, who did also some research on this, but they say could date back to the late 1600s when 800 young women were sent by France to New France to build the population of the colony there. They were known as the King's Daughters. Apparently, they took with them a bunch of French recipes, including one called sugar pie, which the King's Daughters, after moving to New France, decided to experiment with. They started adding a little syrup, butter, and dried fruit to it. Perhaps the first ever butter tarts, if you will, born at that time. However, the Scottish like to dispute that. They say butter tarts originated from Scottish settlers in the mid-19th century, settling in Ontario and Western Canada, where they brought them with their border tart recipes. The border tart, pretty similar to the butter tart, apparently. But again, the settlers that came to Ontario took what they had around them and adapted it into a new recipe that would become the butter tart. So Scottish settlers in Ontario might be the reason we have butter tarts. There are other claims that the butter tart is an adaptation on pecan pie from the United States, but the first published recipe of the butter tart, apparently in 1900 in Barrie, Ontario, published in the Women's Auxiliary of the Royal Victoria Hospital Cookbook. So maybe Canada, just take a claim at the butter tart here. It's become a staple. Canada Post even issued a stamp. Do you remember the butter tart stamp? Back in 2019, the butter tart was also dropped in name by Steal My Sunshine, the Canadian band Len, in 1999.
Maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last
week. Does he like butter tarts? There's even a butter tart festival now, the Midland Best Butter Tart Festival that happens in Ontario every summer, where they sell over 50,000 butter tarts every year. Now, the big question, raisins or no raisins? Of course raisins in a butter tart. And you get bonus points if you're bringing me butter tarts with pecans. How do you prefer your butter tarts? It's got to be raisins, right? 1-877-300-7275. See Jammy News Time now, 647. Oh, one of my all-time favorite Guess Who hits. That's one that Burton and Randy will perform back as the Guess Who when they hit up Chastel Center next summer, June the 6th. Tickets are still on sale for that one. Well, earlier this morning, just a few moments ago, I was talking about butter tarts. And now Calvin is bragging that his wife, Lori, makes the best butter tarts around. She makes both with and without raisins. I suggest raisins make it more delicious. Pecans also add a little pizzazz, too. Calvin says his cousin, or his wife's cousin, worked at a restaurant in small town Ontario that won a contest for the best butter tart there. Well, Scottish roots have Ontario being kind of like the possibly birth of the butter tart. And I thank you for sharing, Calvin, but I'd like you to prove it if they're the best butter tarts. Bring Kevin Martell and I some, please. Christmas baking. That's how we're going to get our Christmas baking done, Kevin. We're going to ask the listeners to drop off what they think is their best butter tarts. All right. Do you like butter tarts with or without raisins?
I do, and I don't discriminate. Oh. I like them both. I don't really have a preference. I don't have them very often, but when I do, I will devour them.
And what is your favorite baking at Christmas time? Is it the butter tart like me?
Shortbread, I think maybe. Shortbread.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yes.
Mom makes really good fudge.
Does she?
Wink, wink, Mom.
Again, trying to get our Christmas baking done. I don't know that your mom's fudge is any good. I'd be curious to try it. my auntie used to make shortbread cookies for me specifically. My Aunt Betty, God bless her. I love my Aunt Betty, and she used to put green and red cherries in the middle
right.
of the shortbread.
I know
shortbread to dress them up for Christmas.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, those are good too. I'll take again with or without. Of course, when we went to Scotland a couple years ago, we couldn't go into any store without seeing several displays of shortbread everywhere you looked.
I bet they don't put cherries on them though, do they?
I don't think I remember seeing any of them. Yeah, with cherries.
You know, another one that just hit me, my parents used to make was just the basic gingerbread cookies. And what's the one with the raspberry jam in the middle? Just jam cookies?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think that's right.
And then she put that little, to make them Christmassy, little, powdered icing on the outside. Oh.
Now we've got everybody hungry.
All right. Let me know. What's your favorite Christmas baking? And should butter tarts have raisins? Of course they should. And I said pecans extra would be just beautiful too. Well, a lot of people on duty seem to be happy that it's wide open again here.
Yeah. And some of the comments that I've been hearing is that, yeah, pedestrian friendly. It looks like it's had a facelift. And, you know, sometimes that's not the case where, you know, a lot of work is done to a particular road and you might not notice a whole lot of improvements right away. But some of the initial comments I've been hearing is that, yeah, you can certainly notice the improvements. And yeah, that's one of the big ones. I mean, you're hearing about, from a driver's perspective, more lights, flashing red lights to get drivers alerted, practicing up to some of the new traffic lights there. But the wider sidewalks, because of what will eventually be developed right next to Dewdney and what's called the Yards Project.
Yeah, and across the street there, that is going to be the future, right? What will happen? We have heard and seen artist renderings over the years of what an arena might look like, or, you know, to build a walkway over the tracks, right from, right here on Sass Drive over to Dewdney and a park area. Inevitably, it's got to be filled in at some point.
And it'll be interesting to see how long it takes because, yeah, as you've mentioned, they've done a lot of consultation so far. But when do they get cracking on, you know, that's naturally the next question. Dewdney's now done.
Yeah.
You know, when do we see some more progress on that land?
Because, and of course, those discussions seem to be like, stay away right now, given what's going on with all the budget consultation.
Yeah.
Which really starts December 15th. But there's that whole thing where they've put out there, here's what is potentially up for consideration. And now the latest, like the conservatory, the Optimist community is, Optimist Rink in the area there, the Albert Park Community Center.
Yeah, exactly.
Is doing their best to say, please don't in our area. We need it. I can't imagine closing any of the rinks. Even though the Optimists and Kinsmen are the coldest rinks you could ever sit in right now, they're like ice boxes. Ice is just so important.
No.
There's too much hockey. I can't see that.
Right. Closing any rink in Saskatchewan, not just Regina, but across Saskatchewan. Yeah, I can't imagine that would go over too well. And you got to believe the councillors right now are getting all kinds of feedback from the public ahead of that meeting in just under 2 weeks now.
Okay. There's a medical clinic closed right now, and that's affecting something like 5,000 people without a doctor now.
Gardens Medical Clinic, and that was just off Broad, kind of by Wascana Lake. And yeah, I mean, we're hearing from one of the patients. The NDP just brought them to the legislature yesterday, talking about, and I think a lot of listeners can appreciate this or identify with this in many respects, how hard it is to find a family doctor. There's a new report from Angus Reid, a survey talking about hundreds of thousands of people in this province with only, 1.1, 1.2 million population that don't have a family doctor. So this makes it even more difficult. The province says that it was an independent medical clinic, so they can make that decision if they choose.
Okay, more on that coming up. Oh, and before I leave, Dustin from Oxbow just said Maple Leaf Bakery and Moose Jaw has the best butter tarts in the province, possibly the country.
you're going to Moose Jaw.
No, they better prove it to us. Send them our way. Thanks, Dustin, for sharing that text. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. A guy that knows all about baking is Jeffrey Straker, local entertainer who's got his Prairie Christmas show coming up at Casino Regina. He's going to join me next. We'll talk baking with him. I know we will. I've got a special treat for you on this Tuesday, December 2nd. I have spared no expense. I've got a live band in the studio. A highly trained professional singer. Let's get in the Christmas spirit with Mr. Jeffrey Straker.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, oh, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss them ones for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
There you go. Oh, I love it. Jeff Straker and on guitar, Bryn. Yes. Crowd's going nuts there. I don't know if you can hear that canned applause, but it's for you.
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you both for popping in early. As an artist, I imagine it's a little difficult to just haul yourself out of the sack and start singing without any really warm-up of the day. Or
well,
is it?
Well, sometimes.
Or is this how you sound even in the evening?
Exactly. Yeah, no. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it isn't. It depends, and that's kind of the trick of morning TV and morning radio. When you do these, you're like, what is my voice going to give me this morning? You never really know. Yeah. But generally, we're pretty
fine. Worked.
Yeah. Well, today I'm actually on the tail end of a cold here, so I'm doing my best.
It sounded just fine by me. You're getting ready for your very Prairie Christmas show coming to Casino Regina next Saturday, week from Saturday, right?
Yeah.
The 13th and Sunday, the 14th. This has become an annual tradition.
This is the 9th year we're doing a very Prairie Christmas in some combination or permutation in Saskatchewan. It started out in a little room for 60 people, and there were not 60 people in the room. And it's grown to be two nights at Casino Regina, which is, you know, a 700-plus seat room. So it's become a bit of a tradition for folks in Regina for their Christmas. So
Jeff, I'd like to correct you on that, though, because I like to take credit for the very first Prairie Little Christmas, because long ago, you came to my house. I always have a Christmas party, and you sat in my den with your piano and entertained us.
I sat by the island in your kitchen.
Yeah,
I recall it.
So I kind of think that the Prairie Christmas was started there without even knowing it.
It was very Morgan Christmas.
Yeah, it certainly was. But no, I'm proud to have you on the show each and every year with this because you are you're one of my favorites locally, that's for sure. And I know with a very Prairie Christmas this year, you've even taken it on the road as of recent to Oxbow. And this is appropriate. We discuss this right now because my texts are blowing up right now. About a half hour ago, I was talking about my favorite baking is a butter tart at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandma used to make wonderful butter tarts with raisins and pecans in them. You have to have raisins and pecans, don't you?
Well, see, you opened up a can of worms right off the top here, Greg. I am pro-raisin in a butter tart. Butter tart, anti-pecan. Anti-pecan.
Oh, is that right? Let me get the guitarist here. Bryn, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an opinion on this?
Pro-raisin, but I also like...
Okay. You do.
I'm good for anything.
All right. And someone suggested the best butter tarts can be found in Moose Jaw. And you said, I'm not going to disagree. They're pretty good there?
They're probably talking about the Maple Leaf Bakery.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And they are very good. They're very good. Now, Bryn and I were given a gift of butter tarts at the show in Oxbow on the weekend just by this gal, Val McNabb. Shout out, Val.
Yeah.
These butter tarts were extraordinary.
Okay.
And she was currants.
And in Oxbow, that's someone else texted, said that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Every time you are on social media at a show, you're eating something.
People
bring you baking. Do people throw food on the stage during your concerts now? Because there's not a concert you've done where you're not saying at the end of it, look what I got in some form of food.
They're not necessarily tossing it because I set up a table on the side where they can place it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But they do bring me food gifts. And what happened was, before the pandemic, this gal in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, baked me this peach pie as a gift. And it was like, it was as big as a smart card. This thing was this massive, beautiful pie. And I took a picture, put it on Facebook, and somehow people started interpreting, oh, I got to bake something for this guy. And so for the next 8 years.
Wow, you've done it.
It's been a real thing.
Tom Jones had women throw their underwear at him. Exactly. They're throwing pies.
Well, I think I got the better deal, Greg.
I think you did too. Hey, we talk about, you know, baking as a tradition. What's a Christmas tradition you remember growing up?
Oh my gosh, we had so many traditions. I grew up in a little farming town called Punishai, Saskatchewan. If anybody out there knows where that is, about an hour north of Regina, we would do, there was always a Christmas week bonspiel in the Punishai Curling Club.
Yeah.
You'd throw together the teams, draw the names out of a hat. One of our family traditions that we would always do the Christmas Eve service in the Punishai United Church. Do the service where you get to the end and you dim the lights and light the candle and everyone sings Silent Night together. And my brother and sister and I would be in the back pew with my grandma, you know, little kids wiggling and giggling and, you know, she'd be feeding us candy to try to keep us quiet. They're great. They're great memories, you know?
Yeah. I remember being at St. Peter's Anglican Church. We'd go every Christmas Eve too. And Oh Holy Night was the last showstopper.
Oh, you,
which
that was
to this day, that's my favorite at Christmas.
Yeah.
Hearing Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break here. Evan Bray's going to drop by. I'm sure he's got a request coming up for you. Whenever we have entertainers in the studio, Bray comes in here trying to put you on the spot. So I'm just preparing you now. Christmas traditions, Christmas baking, butter tarts the best with or without raisins. Let us know, 1-877-300-7275. And if you want to share your Christmas tradition like Jeff just did, we'd love to hear from you too. For the next hour, Jeff Straker is here. Hey, it's time. Evan Bray joining me now, along with Jeff Straker. Jeffrey Straker is in town for his Casino Regina shows a week from Saturday, and I'll get to those dates. But, Evan, do you have a request?
Well, of course, I'd love to hear. I've heard Blue Christmas. These guys do a great job of it. That's my request.
Wow. That's it? Okay.
Blue Christmas. It away, then.
Let's muster that one up here.
On the spot.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if Evan's not here with me.
All right, let's all join in.
I
thought you were
going
to get him to sing that.
I was going to get a little bit of the Elvis coming in there.
That's good.
We'll pick it up again.
Yeah,
we were talking about our Christmas traditions, Evan, and baking here, and you immediately walked in and said, I'm not a big butter tart fan, but my mom
doesn't just do it at Christmas, but she bakes that, I call it confetti square, I think people call it peanut butter cake, whatever, it's got the marshmallows, the peanut butter, like so good, so good. That, if it's on the goodie tray, that's always the spaces that are left, right? Yeah. If you get to the goodie tray late, those marshmallow squares are always gone early.
Yeah.
And what about as far as Christmas goes here, and we're in the spirit now with Jeffrey Straker in the house here, what's your favorite Christmas song that kind of touches you every Christmas? Is there one in particular?
Well, there's probably a couple. It's like Silent Night, it's a bit cliche, but there's something about Silent Night because it conjures up all these memories for me.
You were just explaining at church.
I think that one's kind of like my big one. But there's other ones that are kind of fun. I think Holly Jolly Christmas for me captures everything about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is like tinsel on a tree, shiny Christmas balls hanging on a tree, like flashing lights. It's such a jolly song. It does it.
I remember singing that and Must Be Santa. I think Lauren Green sang Must Be Santa. I got to find that
Lauren
song.
Lauren Green, I love it.
But
You've got that 45 in your collection, I'm sure.
I am old enough, and I want you guys to be honest. Did you ever do this in school, in elementary school in Rosemont, at Christmas season? We would all go down to the gym, the whole school, to sing Christmas carols, and they had the overhead projector. Remember, it was plastic, and you'd write with an ink marker, and they project that on the wall, and we'd sing Christmas carols. Like that. Did you guys do that? Okay.
I'm like, I've heard about this. I heard about that in the olden days, Greg.
That was a beautiful pause.
I am never sharing another Christmas moment with you ever again. What
was it like to ride sleighs to school, Greg?
Please play the recording of a pregnant pause.
What do you got on your show, Evan?
You know what? I've got the CEO of Max Power Corporation. So when we talk about energy production, and of course, this has been a hot topic in Canada lately, Saskatchewan has its first hydrogen well dug in this province. And this is a big deal because we know hydrogen energy is clean. It's efficient. The problem is it's expensive right now to extract. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with their CEO.
You know what? I'm going to get you another guest. It's going to be Mrs. Wiggins if she's still alive.
Mrs. Wiggins.
Bring her overhead projector and ink marker. You'll be singing carols off the wall of the studio.
Bring the Gestetner with you as well.